You like that? You like it? You do indeed. That is The Rains, and they are appearing part of Sligo Live come Friday, October 22nd in the Hawkswell Theatre. And to find out a little bit more, we're joined on the line by Ruth Dillon. A very good evening to you, Ruth, and thanks a million for joining us here on the show.
Good evening, Shamie. How are you doing? It's great to be with you.
Absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to Sligo Live. Had loads of great people on over the week so far, and yourselves. And the conversation has been, and we're kind of starting off, and we have to ask you a little bit about Paddy Malone passing away.
Of course.
And yeah. Your feelings, you've been in that the traditional music scene.
Yeah, you know, it's a funny thing, I never crossed paths with Paddy myself, because even though I sang with Dolores Cain for 5 years, and often, you know, you would end up in the same stage as people like Paddy, but I didn't. But funny enough, Yvonne, who sings in The Rains as well, sang with the Chieftains on many an occasion. So and she toured with them, you know, so she knows Paddy very, very well, and is really upset this evening. She's gone up to the funeral actually today and tomorrow. So, yeah, he was such a stalwart of the, you know, Irish traditional music, and kind of the way what I loved about Paddy Maloney when I came into it, to listening to him, was my husband, he wasn't my husband at the time, had the Chieftains album where, you know, people like Sting and Kate Bush were singing with them, and I just thought it was a lovely kind of mix of music, and how you can blend the traditional with that kind of pop, I suppose, you know what I mean? But just those amazing collaborations.
Absolutely, He did that. He definitely did that,
sure.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll be very missed in the Irish music scene for sure.
Yes, your chat. Yeah. Yvonne is in the band with you. That's Yvonne Tiernan and...
Yvonne Tiernan and Juliana Erkinen. And Juliana is from Finland, but she's living in Galway for... 15 years now. So, Yvonne is living in Galway too, as am I. So I'm out in Connemara here.
Beautiful Connemara. We were just reviewing a brand new movie, an Irish movie, this evening on the movie review, and I was looking at a couple of takes from it. It looks like it's an Irish.
Where was it shot?
It was in beautiful Connemara somewhere, but it was absolutely lovely.
And, it's all beautiful out here, to be honest. Oh, I'm so lucky. I'm not from here, but I married a man from Saltail in Galway, and we ended up anyway out in Inverin, and we're just on a boring...
Oh, you're in Inverin, I know that one.
Inverin, yeah. And I have a 9-year-old son, and what a place to grow up. He's down in the sea every day. Well, not in the thick of winter, but as much as he can into the sea. So it's beautiful here. Yeah.
Tell me about The Rains. How long are you together?
So The Rains, so Yvonne has a house, a little cottage out in Inishere. Yeah. And she's married to Tommy Tiernan, and they go out there quite a lot. And my husband runs an art centre out in Inishere, and Juliana and I used to play in a bluegrass band together. That's how we knew each other at the time here in Galway. And we were doing a gig out in the art centre out in Inishere, and Yvonne and Tommy came to the gig. We got to talking afterwards, and Yvonne just... She said, I want to be with you on stage. How can we make this work? So we ended up forming a band together. That was about, it's the best part. 2.5 years ago, we kind of got the wheels in motion, and then really started gigging then about 1.5 years ago, I suppose, and started recording. And we had that Thank You for Playing, our single, Bare Feet on Grass, and our more recent one as well, Love is Sublime. So, yeah.
We might get a minute or two of that on the radio as well. But, I mean, there is great chemistry between the harmonies. You could be sisters. You know,
thank you for saying that. That's really lovely of you to say, because that people seem to be saying that there's that kind of familial kind of thing where, you know, when you do hear sisters sing, and it's particularly myself and Yvonne, I suppose we would. Juliana's new to the singing; she plays fiddle, but she's doing this beautiful harmonies as well now with us. So it's kind of new for her. But myself and Yvonne will get together, and just we know where to go with the harmony. It's just one of those things that you meet certain musicians on your path through life, and some just click in, and we did, and we do, and we think in terms of styles of music that we would have listened to. All three of us have very similar styles, and I think that has helped, even though we come from different musical backgrounds, actually. But I think all the different styles have helped us to kind of mould our own little sound.
You have a sound. It's folk. and it's country, and it's a real mixture. It's beautiful and really nice.
It's Americana kind of folk country. It's hard to kind of, and I think because Juliana and I have played so much bluegrass that kind of maybe there's a slight element of that in there. Although I wouldn't call it a bluegrass band, but we definitely have all those little elements coming through. You know.
You've released a couple of singles, and I presume you'll be probably, is there an album on the way?
Well, there is, now that you say it. Yeah, it's exciting because we started recording the album about 2 weeks ago, and it's just so great to be able to get into the studio, and we're still doing it. We're being careful around the whole COVID thing, even though, of course, we're all vaccinated and everything, but we just want to be careful, and so we're kind of doing it maybe two of us in the studio at a time. Juliana does a lot of her work from home, and then we end up sending it off then to get mixed. And we do a lot of, we're very hands-on, you know, very opinionated.
Opinionated, all right.
Well, we know what we like, and I think that's important, you know, when you're creating a sound, and we really enjoy it. So we really enjoy being in there in the studio and experimenting with sounds and vocals and... So it's exciting, it really is.
Well, we're excited because you're coming here and you're playing in the Hawkswell, and there's a great bill. You're on the bill with Luca Bloom there. Going to be a wonderful night. Well,
you know, I think it will, because I feel like even though obviously we're a different style to Luca Bloom, but I think I don't know what to call him, Luca or Barry. I've met him a couple of times. I've done support to him before as a solo artist a good few years ago, and he was such a lovely, lovely man on and off stage, you know, and he has just that kind of charisma. You know, a very kind of a gentle kind of a soul, you know, a very thoughtful kind of a man. But his songs they're very wordy and very interesting. But I think it's that acoustic sound, so I think we'll match each other, you know, I think. I think it'll be a nice evening for people to come along and listen to, you know, quite melodic.
Absolutely.
And,
well, I'm not going to keep you any longer because we want to play a little
really?
Bit.
Really? I want to chat to you all night.
I know you could chat to me all night, but hopefully we'll catch up when you get into town.
Yes, and
enjoy the Hawkswell and enjoy the gig. Folks, still a few tickets available for that. Friday, October 22nd. You've got to get along to that. It's The Rains.